even when it's not easy. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
58 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 6:30. At 6:36, the polls have closed in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Big fight going on there in the Republican primaries. We will tell you all about it coming up next on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. Free at the Lawrence Public Library, June 10th at 6 p.m.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies this evening, partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. There's a 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms late tomorrow night, lows around 50. For Thursday, we have an 80% chance of showers and storms through the day and through the night. Highs in the mid-60s, lows in the lower 50s. Things look pretty good thus far for the coming Memorial Day weekend.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
58 degrees in Lawrence, 59 in Atchison, 53 in Chanute. The time is 6:20. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Last year, Congress enacted deep cuts to food assistance and layered on new work requirements. Many people are having to make do with less.
SNAP has been a lifeline, literally, for me during the times when I could not work.
We hear from listeners how they're coping tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. But get caught up on all the news, national, international, and local, tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Sally's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. Show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, May 29th. Tickets at masellisonline.com.
We have news headlines coming up in just about 35 seconds. It is 58 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 6:30.
And international, they have still gone up 30% compared with a year ago. The cost to fill up your car, up more than 40%. Stephen Basaha, NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Tens of thousands of people across Kansas and Missouri were left without power this morning after strong storms brought high winds and heavy rain overnight. Nearly 92,000 customers from Wichita to the Kansas City Metro lost power, according to Evergy spokesperson Courtney Lewis.
In some cases, it had winds recorded as high as 80 miles an hour, so it really did some intense damage to the area.
Lewis says if you see a downed power line, stay at least 30 feet away and assume it's energized. Call 911 immediately, then contact Evergy. The Kansas process for making state regulations is now digital. Kansas Secretary of State's office says the new centralized digital platform replaces a paper-based system dating back to 1965. The company spearheading the project is called Esper. Their website says it is an AI-powered company that automates workflows and streamlines operation. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says going digital will help people track regulatory changes.
Everybody who works in Kansas that has something that touches a regulation that's in an industry of their interest can flag it so they're notified when changes come.
The state agency regulation website is online now at rules.ks.gov. The Kansas 250 Commission and the Watkins Museum in Lawrence is sponsoring a live listening event this week of Per Aspera. That's an audio documentary. Kara Heitz is the producer of Per Aspera. The Wednesday evening event will feature the episode 12 to Freedom, The Winter Escape with John Brown.
It's about the Underground Railroad in Kansas. It's a bit about John Brown. But what we're really trying to do in this episode, which is often hard to do, is center the stories of the freedom seekers, of the escaped slaves.
The event is set to take place at 6:30 Wednesday evening at the Lawrence Arts Center's 10th and Mass Studio. It is free and open to the public, but attendees are being asked to register in advance at watkinsmuseum.org. Lows in the upper 40s tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
/here to help.
This is NPR News.
The old saying says there are no bad questions, but it certainly helps when a journalist working for you asks a good one.
What was it that drove that decision?
Do you still take issue with the deployment?
What is it? What's the easy way?
Did you feel like you had to be Mr. Rock and Roll all the time?
Your source for news brings knowledge and curiosity to the conversation. Find out the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will have the regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR this evening. We still have about 10 more minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. Then, if you're joining us on KPR One stations, news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music. Steve Seal will be your host. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next, we have investigative journalism with Reveal. I love that show. Best show you aren't listening to, so change that. KPR2, 7 o'clock, join us for Reveal. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence, 57 degrees in Emporia. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock is the time.
Peace and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org. And from the Lodestar Foundation.
People on food assistance are seeing new work requirements and changes to SNAP. How people are coping on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition. Stop by for a while, get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org.
Coming up next, we have news headlines at 7:01, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music at 9 o'clock. We shift gears, and you will hear Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
As far as the weather goes, mostly cloudy skies this evening, partly cloudy late tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. It's 60 degrees in Topeka and 61 in Manhattan. The time is 7:01. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, and the news is next.